Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter, Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Well, before we do get started, I do want to encourage you, as you're making your travel plans, remember JohnnyDollarAir.com. JohnnyDollarAir.com is our Priceline affiliate address. So you get the advantages of going through Priceline.com, such as being able to name your own price on hotels, rental cars, and airline tickets, or also just being able to choose to save from several great published fares. But if you go through JohnnyDollarAir.com, part of your purchase price goes to support the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio at no additional cost to you. So when you are making your travel plans, check JohnnyDollarAir.com first. Well, it's time for today's episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, as we continue on with the Picture Postcard Matter, Parts 3 and 4.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Otto, the innkeeper. I have a telephone call for you from Police Inspector Honegger in Zurich. I will put him on. Go ahead.
Hi, Inspector. Any line on Sebastian's killer?
Not yet, Herr Dollar.
That also means no line on the stolen diamonds, huh?
I do not know. You recall the picture postcard Sebastian gave you before his death? The picture of the Kleibach Inn?
Sure. He said it was part of a key to the location of the diamonds. That's why I came up here to the inn. But I haven't found any sign of them.
We have been watching Sebastian's apartment. This morning, the second part of the key arrived in his mailbox.
Another postcard?
Yes. I am sending it on to you. See what you can make of it.
Looks like we're in the middle of a game of some kind.
Have you been able to locate the missing murder suspect, Ilse Schaefer?
I've not only located her, in 5 minutes I'm going skiing with her.
What? Herr Dollar, do you think that is wise for you?
It's one way of finding out if she ties in. I just hope it doesn't turn out to be the hard way.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office Global Casualty in Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment... The picture postcard matter. Location, Kleibach, Switzerland. Expense account continued. Item 7, $3 American, rental on ski equipment. Ilse Schaefer told me she'd come to Kleibach to go skiing, and I wanted to make sure that was her reason. There'd been too many coincidences about her to suit me. First, the way she'd popped into my cab in Zurich, then popped out 2 blocks later, leaving her purse behind. Right after that, I'd been jumped by a strong arm who was sure Ilse had passed the stolen diamonds to me. And now she turns up suddenly at the Kleibach Inn. I spotted her waiting for me at the ski lift.
Come on, Johnny, you're late.
In her skiing outfit, she could have passed for Miss Switzerland. But one nasty little thought kept coming into my brain, kept marring the picture. She could also be Sebastian's killer. We rode the lift up to the top, then took off along the ridges. She skied like she was born to it. Easy, smooth, and gracefully. It had been 4 years since I'd last been on skis, and as I struggled to keep up with her, I must have looked like a rusty snowplow. We worked our way out on the crest of one of the ridges.
Let's stop here a moment.
Well, that suits me fine.
You winded?
This is not exactly sea level.
You'll get used to it. You see, I really can ski, Johnny.
Oh, that's an understatement.
Do you have a cigarette?
Yeah, sure. Here.
Thanks. Isn't it beautiful up here, Johnny?
Yeah.
You see that little dot way down there? That is the inn.
A long way down.
That's what I like about skiing. Everything is so remote, so far below. When you're up here, all that down there, it just doesn't exist anymore.
It's always there when you get back, though.
You are too practical, Johnny. But, you know, it's fun being with you.
Thanks.
I still can't get over it.
What?
Well, the coincidence that I should share your cab in Zurich and then run into you again at the Kleibach Inn. But I am glad. Aren't you?
Can't say that I'm...
Johnny! Oh,
must have come from that other ridge behind the rocks. Closer. We're sitting ducks on this ridge.
Quick! Down the left side of it. There is a shortcut.
Let's go. Keep low, Ilsa.
Who could be shooting at us?
We'll figure that out when we get out of range. Oh. He's still right with us.
We'll be out of sight in a moment.
Could be a moment too late.
There. We are past the shoulder.
Yeah. Slope's pretty steep here.
This is the quickest way. The shoulder of the ridge will keep us out of sight.
Maybe.
What do you mean?
We get going much faster, and we're going to take off. Hey, ahead of us, a cliff.
Johnny, stop!
What do you think I'm trying to do?
Johnny, watch out!
Oh, brother.
Oh, Johnny.
4 feet more, and I...
Thank heaven.
This was a real great route you picked, Ilsa.
Oh, I can't tell you how sorry I am.
Sorry I didn't go over the edge.
Oh, of course not. I mean, I'm sorry that in the excitement... I forgot about the avalanche.
Avalanche?
Yes, several months ago. It took away part of the slope and left this sheer drop.
Forgot about it, huh?
Well, I just told you I did.
I noticed you didn't have much trouble stopping in time.
But I was behind you.
Oh, yeah, that's just where you were, behind me.
What are you trying to say, Johnny?
Just that this is one coincidence too many, Ilsa. We just happened to stop on the top of the ridge right where I make a grade A target... Then you just happen to forget there's a sheer drop on this shortcut you got me to take.
But I explained
that... Come on,
we're
going back to the inn.
The fire feels good, doesn't it? Johnny, what is it? What's the matter? All those things you said up on the ridge...
I'm waiting, Ilsa.
Waiting for what?
For you to open up and tell me what this is all about and how you fit into the deal.
Deal?
Oh, cut it out, will you? You didn't just happen to share my cab back in Zurich. The whole thing was rigged so it would look like you passed those stolen diamonds along to me.
Stolen? Johnny, I don't know anything about stolen diamonds.
I suppose you also don't know anything about a man named Sebastian.
Well, yes, I know Sebastian. What has he got to do...
What about his murder?
Murder? Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Why, I can't believe it. Sebastian dead.
Yeah, and you've already admitted you knew Sebastian. Now let's have the rest of the story straight.
Oh, well, Sebastian was a friend of mine.
Friend?
Nothing more. He had asked me to share your cab at the airport and to leave my purse in it.
Why did he want you to do that?
I don't know. He said he was in some kind of trouble and needed help. He said if I would do that, it would help him.
Ilsa, you'll have to do better than that.
But I am telling you the truth.
No, you... Hey, wait a minute. You claim you didn't know what kind of trouble Sebastian was in.
No, he didn't tell
me. You also claim you don't know anything about the diamonds, $100,000 worth.
What? I read about that in the newspapers, but... Oh, wait a moment. Are you saying that Sebastian was involved in it?
Up to his ears.
I'm sorry to hear that, Johnny. But you must believe me. I did not know anything about it.
You're either telling the truth or you're a whale of an actress, Ilsa.
I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
But about that taxi cab in Zurich, I don't understand.
Sebastian was trying to double-cross the rest of the outfit by negotiating with me for the return of the diamonds. But apparently there was another outfit after the diamonds. He wanted to make it look to them like he'd passed the diamonds along to take the heat off.
You said a man attacked you after I had left your cab.
Yeah. He obviously thought you'd slip me the diamonds.
Oh.
So Sebastian was setting me up as a patsy on the one hand and negotiating with me on the other.
Who could have killed him?
Good question. Could be the outfit trying to grab the stones. Or Sebastian's own crowd found out he was trying to sell them out.
And the person who shot at us up on the
ridge? Same two possibilities. Which reminds me, you still haven't explained how you happened to come up here to the Kleibach Inn.
Oh. Well, Sebastian told me he had unfinished business in Zurich, and he would meet me here in a few days, and we would go skiing.
I see. Tell me, did you know any of Sebastian's friends?
One or two, slightly.
Was one of them big and powerful, thick features, almost bald?
No. Why?
Well, he's the one who jumped me in the hotel lobby after my cab ride with you.
Oh, no, no. I am certain I would remember him the way you describe him. Oh, there was a man Sebastian spent a great deal of time with, but he was short and stocky with very thick neck.
Well, that fits the description of one of the men in the robbery at the Zurich airport. Do you know his name?
Why, Gruner, I think it was.
Could it have been Gruner?
Yes, yes, Gruner.
The man who sent the postcard to Sebastian. Yeah, that ties in all right.
Postcard?
Oh, I'll skip that. Was one of Sebastian's friends an Englishman?
Not that I know of. Why?
Well, a fellow named Jeffrey Harris here at the hotel's been trying to strike up an acquaintance with me. Claims he thought I was old Bunny Dollar, a friend of his from London. Oh, well.
Johnny, if you'll excuse me, I'm very tired and upset about this news of Sebastian. I think I'll go to my room.
Yeah, okay, Elsa.
If there's anything more I can do...
Don't
to
worry.
Help you.
I'll let you know.
All right. I'll see you later.
Herr Dollar?
Hmm. Oh, Otto.
Did you enjoy your skiing?
Well, let's say it was real interesting. Got a question for you, Otto.
Huh?
As a man of experience, how do you tell if a woman is lying?
Okay, Dollar. As an innkeeper, I learned long ago that one listens to a woman, agrees with her, smiles politely, keeps his eyes open, and believes what he wishes about her.
Yeah, well, I guess that's as good advice as any.
Herr Dollar, this letter arrived for you from Zurich by special messenger while you were...
Oh, yeah, I was expecting it. Thanks, Otto. One more thing.
Yeah?
Did anybody else go skiing this morning?
From the inn? No.
I see.
But the Englishman...
Jeffrey Harris? What about him?
He likes to climb the rocks. He went out for a while.
Climbing rocks, huh? Thanks a lot. Yeah. Jeffrey Harris could be my boy, all right. But at the moment, I was more interested in the contents of the envelope Police Inspector Honegger had sent me from Zurich. I tore it open and examined the postcard inside. Expense item 8, 2.5, long-distance call to Zurich and Honegger.
You received the postcard, Herr Dollar?
Yeah, from Gruner to Sebastian, a picture of a chalet on the side of a mountain. You say this card arrived in Sebastian's mailbox?
This morning. Apparently, Gruner is unaware of Sebastian's death. What do you make of the card?
Well, the chalet in the picture is sort of a small halfway house for skiers.
Is it attended?
No, empty most of the time.
Herr Dollar, possibly the first postcard of the inn was simply for the purpose of guiding Sebastian to Kleibach. The second is perhaps a picture of the actual location of the diamonds.
That's what I'm going up there to find out. The trail up the mountain started in back of the inn. I worked my way up the ridge slowly, keeping an eye on every clump of rock, just in case my friend with the rifle was still on the prowl. Near the crest, I stopped for breath. Suddenly, I spotted something moving far down the slope below me. Someone was descending from rock to rock, almost down to the inn. It was too far to tell for sure, but it looked like the Englishman, Jeffrey Harris. I started my climb again. 10 minutes later, I reached the halfway house, the place on the postcard. It was small, just a shelter, and there was no sign of life. Inside, the place was in a shambles, completely torn about. If this had been the hiding place of the stolen diamonds, somebody had sure beat me to it. Johnny Dollar.
Inspector Honegger of the Zurich Police, Herr Dollar.
Hi, Inspector. Where are you?
Downstairs, in the lobby of the inn. I came up from Zurich to see if that picture postcard I sent you was of help in locating the stolen diamonds.
Afraid not, Inspector. I located the chalet on the postcard, all right. It's sort of a shelter for skiers up on a ridge.
Well?
Well, when I got there, the place had been turned upside down. If the diamonds were hidden there, somebody sure beat me to it.
I see.
So it looks like we're at a dead end.
Perhaps not.
What do you mean?
You recall that in Zurich, a large man attacked you thinking that you had the diamonds?
Recall it. I've still got the lumps to prove it. What about him?
A man answering that description bought a railroad ticket here to Kleibach last night.
Oh?
We have reason to believe that he is somewhere here in the village now. That could mean that the diamonds that he and you are looking for are here after all.
I'll be right down, Inspector. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office, Global Casualty in Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the picture postcard matter. Location, Kleibach, Switzerland. Expense account continued. Item 9, 70 cents. One pot of coffee for Inspector Honegger and myself at the Kleibach Inn.
Most perplexing case, Herr Dollar. A skillfully timed robbery of the uncut diamonds at the Zurich airport last week, and then these puzzling postcards supposedly giving the location of the diamonds.
Yeah, they've got to be the key, Inspector. If we can only figure them out. Look, we know now that Sebastian was in on the robbery and was trying to negotiate secretly for the return of the stones.
Yeah, and he told you before he was murdered that the postcard he gave you was a part of the key to the location of the diamonds.
That's right. It was signed by a man named Gruner. And according to Ilse Schaefer, Gruner was a friend of Sebastian's. Her description of Gruner matches one of the men in the robbery at the airport.
What of this young lady, Ilse Schaefer? What do you make of her?
Well, that's a good question, Inspector. I wish I knew the answer. I hope she's in the clear.
Hope? Oh, I see.
All right, so I'm normal.
Yeah, she is a very attractive young lady. But there is also the chance that she is involved, that she killed Sebastian.
I know. She could be involved, or she could be innocent. It's a 50-50 proposition, I guess. Pay your money and take your choice. More coffee, Inspector?
Please. Thank you. What is her story?
Well, I finally got her to admit she didn't share my cab in Zurich and leave her purse in it just by coincidence. It was Sebastian's idea to make it look like she'd passed something along to me.
But why would Sebastian wish to make it appear that you had the diamonds if he was trying to negotiate with you for their return? That does not make sense.
Actually, I think it does, Inspector. It could go together this way. After the robbery, the gang split up. Gruner was to hide the diamonds, then get word to Sebastian as to their location.
Of this much, we are fairly certain.
Okay. But now, Sebastian gets the bright idea of double-crossing his buddies. He gets in touch with the insurance company I represent, and they send me to Zurich to negotiate with him.
I still do not...
In the meantime, though, another outfit has moved into the picture and is trying to grab the stones from Sebastian and his boys.
Yeah. Yeah, that would explain many things.
Sure it would. That's why he rigged that deal with Ilse in my taxicab to make it look to the other outfit like I had the stones. That would take them off his neck for a while. Yeah, he was playing me for a patsy. But I've got to admit, it was a pretty fair scheme.
Then later, Sebastian contacts you and gives you the first postcard.
Mm-hmm.
He tells you it is part of the key to the location of the diamonds.
That's right. But Sebastian didn't move fast enough, so he wound up dead.
But his confederate Gruner sent him a second card.
Probably mail before Sebastian was killed.
It is possible. Now, the first postcard is a picture of this Kleibach Inn.
Yeah, and according to Otto, the innkeeper, it's not the best picture of the inn. I asked him about Gruner. He said he thought he'd heard the name somewhere, but that Gruner hadn't been a guest here.
Perhaps he is down in the village.
Well, I'm going to check that today. But if the diamonds are in the village, why the postcard of the inn? And why the second postcard of the ski hut on the ridge?
I do not know. Is there anybody here at the inn that you suspect of being an accomplice of Gruner and Sebastian?
Ilse Schaefer, for one. She claims Sebastian told her he'd meet her here in a few days for some skiing.
I see. Anyone else?
An Englishman named Jeffrey Harris. He seems pretty interested in me. Claims he thought I was a friend of his from London.
He might be telling the truth.
Yeah, he might be. But I found out he likes to climb mountains. And he was up there somewhere this morning when Ilse and I were skiing and got shot at.
Do you think Fräulein Schaefer could have maneuvered you into that position?
Well, if she did, she had a lot of confidence in the marksmanship of her buddy in the rocks.
And you told me she suggested a route of escape which ended suddenly at a cliff.
Which I almost went off of. Yeah, Inspector, I hate to say it, but she could be the one. And I've got to find out one way or the other. Which means I'm going to stick pretty close to her for the time being.
I gather that prospect is not entirely unpleasant to you. But be careful, Herr Dollar. She could be dangerous.
So could Jeffrey Harris. On my way to the ski hut this afternoon, I spotted him down the mountain from me.
And the ski hut had been torn apart.
Yeah. If the diamonds were there, they're gone now. And Harris could be the boy who beat me to them.
If he or anybody attempts to leave Kleibach, one of my men at the railroad station will report it. Well, I must be getting back to Zurich, Herr Dollar. Who knows? Perhaps these postcards are just decoys.
And the stones are still in Zurich? No. No, I'd bet my bottom dollar they're here in Kleibach somewhere. If I could only figure out the meaning of those postcards.
Yeah. Otherwise, why would the man who attacked you in Zurich have come here?
He must be hiding out in the village somewhere.
Well, perhaps I can turn up something else of help in Zurich.
Right now, Inspector, anything would be of help, believe me. After Inspector Honegger left, I studied the postcards again, but I got nowhere. One at the inn, the other at the ski hut. What do they mean? I went out on the balcony outside my room and looked up at the mountains. But I couldn't see the ski hut from there. A ridge was in the way. I did see something else, though. Three rooms down the balcony, Jeffrey Harris's French doors were open. His room was empty. So I decided to have a look. I wasn't sure just what I was looking for. Something, anything that would indicate whether or not Harris was involved in the whole thing. I worked my way to the closet, turning up one big nothing. His clothes were hung neatly in place, and in one corner was stacked some climbing gear. I reached around behind it, and my hand touched metal. I pulled it into view. A rifle with a telescopic sight. I sniffed at the barrel. The gun had been fired recently.
Good evening, Herr Dollar.
Hello, Otto. Look, have you seen Jeffrey Harris lately?
The Englishman? Not since late afternoon. All day long he was out climbing the mountain.
Yeah, I know.
He no sooner got back than he went out again. Before dinner. And it was a good dinner tonight, too.
Any idea where he went?
None.
Could be in the village. Look, tell me something. When he arrived here at your inn, did he have a gun case in his luggage?
He had a lot of climbing equipment, but I did not notice a gun case.
Well, he could have taken it apart and packed it in his suitcase.
Why do you ask, Herr Dollar?
Oh, skip it. I'll see you later, Otto.
Johnny.
Oh, hello, Elsa.
I've been looking for you.
Yeah?
Have you been able to find out who are shooting at us up on the ridge this morning?
I'm not sure, yet.
You still do not trust me, do you?
I don't know, Elsa.
What can I do to prove to you that I am not involved?
In what?
Anything. The diamond robbery, the murder of Sebastian, the attempt on your life this morning. I like you, Johnny. I don't want you thinking such things about me.
Look, let's talk about it later on.
Why not now?
I have to go into the village.
Well, perhaps I could go with you, Johnny. Do you mind?
No. Matter of fact, that might be a good idea.
Nice in the village tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Quiet, too.
You seem to be looking for something, Johnny.
For someone, Elsa.
Who?
The Englishman, Jeffrey Harris.
Oh?
You told me you'd never seen him before you came here to Kleibach.
That is right.
Then he wasn't a friend of Sebastian's.
Not as far as I know.
Well, an hour ago in Harris's room, I found a rifle with a telescopic sight.
You mean that Harris is the one who shot at you this morning?
Otto, the innkeeper, told me Harris went mountain climbing today. I saw him on his way down late this afternoon. But he isn't at the inn now.
You think he's down here in the village?
Maybe. That's why.
What's the matter?
Hold it, Elsa. Well. Looks like maybe the village isn't so quiet after all.
What do you mean?
I think somebody's following us.
What?
Come on, now. Start walking in. Yeah.
Where?
Across the street and back a ways in the shadows.
Oh, what are you going to do, Johnny?
Figure out a way. Wait a minute. That alley up ahead. We'll turn into it.
Oh, Johnny.
Don't turn your head, Elsa. Okay, into the alley now. Good. He can't see us here.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know. Gruner, Jeffrey Harris, even the guy who jumped me back in Zurich thinking I had the diamonds. Keep going.
You think he'll come into this alley?
That's what I'm hoping. All right, now here we are.
a doorway here. It'll do very nicely. Look, Ilse, you keep going down the alley. Cut across to the next street and go back to the inn.
But what are you going to do?
Wait for him. Go on now, go on.
No, Johnny.
Look, you do as
I want to stay with
don't
you.
Don't be silly. It could get a little rough around here all of a sudden.
Johnny.
There's nothing you can do here, Ilse. So do what I tell you. Now get moving. Now. She looked at me a moment, then went down the alley and out of sight. A couple of minutes went by. Nothing. Then I heard steps. He was approaching the alley, whoever he was. Now he was at the entrance. I pressed back into the doorway. A few more feet and... Wait a minute. He decided not to bite. I edged out of the doorway and back to the mouth of the alley. Then I stuck my head around the corner. Nobody. He must have ducked into a building or down the street. It sounded like Ilse from the next street. I cut through the alley. Then I spotted a couple of people in front of a small hotel down the street. They were jabbering excitedly. There was a man crumpled up on the ground. Ilse saw me and ran over.
Johnny! Oh, Johnny!
What's the matter, Ilse?
He fell out of the upstairs window, almost in front of
me.
Who
is it?
It's Sebastian's friend, Gruner.
Gruner. The guy who'd been writing postcards to Sebastian. Gruner. The only man in the world who knew where the diamonds were hidden. My one lead. Dead.
Now here's our star to tell you about the final episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, the wind-up. I find out some people will not hesitate to kill anyone who gets in their way. And that's not so good when the man in the way is me. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Robert Reif, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Welcome back. Well, I love this whole setup of the picture postcard. This is one that it would probably be helpful to see or to get some more detail as to what's on the postcard, but should be interesting. I do think that the British guy is probably not guilty just because just the way the pattern of the show tends to go. Of course, according to Johnny, we have two groups of criminals here, so if he's not in one group, he could also be in the other. I won't say more than that because I think I might be influenced by my memory of listening to the show the first time. Alright, well, we do have one quick listener feedback, and then we'll go ahead and sign off. And this is a review on the Amazon App Store from Debbie. I've been enjoying this app so much. It's been a connection that I can talk about with my parents, and they get a lot out of it, too. So far, I haven't experienced any problems with the app. Well, thanks so much, Debbie. I appreciate your review. And that will do it for today. We will be back tomorrow with Nick Carter. And then Friday, we will go ahead and wrap up the picture postcard matter. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter, Radio Detectives. And become one of our friends on Facebook, Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.